Senate Republicans will likely strip Senator Murkowski of her ranking position on the Energy Committee as punishment for her decision to run a write-in campaign. Murkowski lost the GOP primary last month, but says she's still a Republican. That's not enough for party members in the Senate who are backing primary winner Joe Miller. Tomorrow afternoon, Republican senators will meet behind closed doors to vote on whether to take away Murkowski's powerful position as their top member on the Energy Committee. It's been a plum seat, especially for an Alaskan legislator, weighing in on oil and gas issues and renewable energy legislation. The other nine Republican members are expected to recommend the move. Murkowski would still sit on the committee, just not as one of its leaders. She already resigned from her leadership role as vice chair of the Senate Republican Conference after pressure from GOP Senate leader Mitch McConnell. McConnell told reporters today that Republicans will choose tomorrow who will replace her in the top inner circle of Republican leaders.
There is also an issue as to whether or not it's appropriate for her under the circumstances. Can you have ranking member on the Energy Committee? Both of those issues will be addressed tomorrow afternoon, and they're under consideration now.
Lisa Murkowski is not in Washington this week, so she won't be at tomorrow's meeting. She decided to stay in Alaska to campaign, which is not unusual for embattled candidates. She was the only member of the Senate who missed today's vote on whether to bring to the floor the defense authorization bill, which included the controversial Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Murkowski's vote was not seen as crucial or a swing vote because all Republicans voted no.